Birshus, Rabbanim Chashuvim, dedicated Askanim and Balabatim, Bekol Hakol Hakadosh Hazeh. Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem to the inaugural Mid-Atlantic Business Halacha Conference. Today is truly a milestone for our community. An event of this magnitude to be taking place is a remarkable Kiddush Hashem, and it wouldn't be possible without all of you. Hundreds of Torah D'ka Balabatim taking a full day of your busy schedules and time to come and be mechuzik by the Divrei Torah and Halacha that we'll be hearing here today. Today would also not be possible without the many generous corporate sponsors whose names you will see all over this event. We thank you sincerely and bench all of you with continued hatzlacha in your pursuit of Torah in all aspects of your lives. Back in December, I had the opportunity of attending the H3 Halacha Summit in Chicago. Not knowing what to expect, I was awed by the hundreds of Balabatim who came together over two workdays to learn, to listen, and grow in areas of Halacha pertaining to the workplace. Also at the summit, for his third time, was Aviriel Sadman. I approached Aviriel and said, "We have so many Chashuva Balabatim in Baltimore. We have so many Chashuva Rabbanim. Why can't we make such an event in our local Baltimore?" Aviriel said, "I totally agree with you. And we've been talking about doing such an event for quite a while. But for one reason or another, it has not yet come together. Let's get a group of like-minded individuals together and make it happen." And like everything Rabbi Riel gets involved in, he made it happen. Sometime after, we had our first of many Zoom calls with the group that formed our event committee and began to put some of the essential pieces together for this event. I'd like to take a moment to thank our committee members, to whom I have tremendous hakaras hatayv, for all of the time and effort they put forth together with us in making this event possible. Thank you to Ellie Klein, Jacob Sloan, Yehuda Spiro, Eliezer Portnoy, and Rafi Gutman for sharing this experience with us. We could not have done it without you. After looking at the possible dates for this conference, August 2nd seemed to fit the best. When we realized it was in the middle of the 9 days, and realizing that the milchuk menu was our only option, we were unsure as to what the final turnout would be. Anticipating the possibility of reaching 200 attendees seemed like a stretch. Baruch Hashem, we are here today with nearly 350 registered attendees. This is a true Kiddush Hashem. At the Chicago conference, I was sitting next to a young real estate broker who was in the middle of assisting a client with a complex transaction. After hearing a shiur from one of the presenters, he realized that there were many complex halachic issues with the way this deal was being structured. He proceeded to call his client and began to explain some of these issues. The client did not want to back down, insisting this is the way it has always been done. The young broker consulted with one of the rabbanim at the conference, trying to find some sort of loophole to keep this deal alive. In the end, the young broker walked away from the very lucrative deal. Halacha is halacha, and there's no other way. As Erlich HaYidin, we follow halacha from the time we wake up in the morning until we go to sleep. Most of our waking hours of the day are spent in our pursuits of our panasa. Yet we are here today to learn and grow, to be inspired and informed on many of the critical issues that we see daily in our lives. We will, Be'ezus Hashem, come away with lessons to implement into our business practices, and as the event's theme says, to raise the bar of halacha and hashkafa in the workplace. We have been zeicha to assemble a full day packed with incredible topics and presenters, those who are renowned in the field of business halacha from near and far. One of the fixtures of these events is someone who lives in our backyard, just a few miles south in Silver Spring. The Silver Spring Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aaron Lepiansky Shlita. Rav Lepiansky's breadth of knowledge on the widest array of topics in both Limudei Kodesh and Limudei Chol make his shiurim all the more inspiring and fascinating to listen to. It is my tremendous kavod to ask the Rosh Yeshiva to open this event with Divrei Hesoiros to the Tzibur.